Can you give me a rundown of some of the documentary films that are must-sees this year?
Absolutely. There's so many. But I would start with our opening night film, Flannery. It's about Flannery O'Connor. And we were so thrilled that there was an announcement yesterday in the New York Times that the film is being recognized today by the Library of Congress and Ken Burns, who is recognizing it for its artistic achievements. And so it's being honored today, but we will have the first ever screening tomorrow night at 7 p.m. So we're really excited about that film. The actress Diane Ladd will be in attendance to introduce the film as a part of our opening night festivities. And then Saturday is full of really some of the best films and documentary that have come out this year, starting with the film For Sama. For Sama won the Cannes Film Festival this year. We have One Child Nation by Nanfu Wang that also won Sundance this year, and all kinds of crowd favorites from festivals, screenings throughout the year. So we've got a lot of films. Even just Saturday alone, you could start to hit some of the best award-winning films of the year.
And so how does the festival determine its programming?
It's quite a process, and we started early at the beginning of the year in January. We open for submissions in January, so filmmakers submit to us on our online portal through Film Freeway, and we get about 1,100 entries for us to consider. And our screening committee, it's a team of about 50 volunteers, watches the films, reviews them, and helps us find the cream of the crop among our submissions. And then our programmers are part of the festival circuit. They attend festivals. They are still kind of always paying attention of what filmmakers are, when they have new work coming out. So they're working on the films that are being invited. That, you know, like, that's where we get a lot of our award-winning films, is that we reach out to the filmmaker themselves and invite them to the festival. So it's a combination of the finding the best in the submissions and then finding the best that are films that are already playing festival circuits.
Now, is this a competitive festival? Is it more like a screening and enjoy festival?
It's certainly for our audience, it's for the enjoyment, but the films are in a competition. So we host competitions in Best Short, U.S., International, Southern, for the Best Southern Film. And then we also will have a critic's choice, and we have a panel of film critics that will be picking their favorite film of our lineup this year. And what we're really proud of is we're Oscar accredited in the short category. So whichever film wins Best Documentary Short at our festival is eligible to be nominated for an Oscar this year in 2020.
And if I wanted to break down some of these documentaries into subcategories, how would you do that? Which ones are more funny versus which ones are very, you know, serious in content?
Yeah. So in our program book, which will be available at the box office starting tomorrow, we actually have a page full of themes. You can see animal-focused films, entertainment, people profile films. So we do have quite a range. I think probably the most crowd-pleasing film will be a title called Funny You Never Knew. And it focuses on some really key comedians in early television history, and it's definitely an entertaining film. We also have some stories that are just kind of quirky and playful. Another fun one is called Well Groomed, and it's about creative and competitive dog grooming. They turn the poodles into like Disney princesses, so it's a very fun, entertaining watch. And then, of course, we always have incredible profile pieces. So we have a handful of films about journalists. We have one about Mike Wallace. Mike Wallace is here. We have one about Molly Ivins called Raise Hell, Life and Times of Molly Ivins. Obviously, our opening night film is Flannery O'Connor. So we have plenty of profiles. We also have a film about the governor, former governor Mike Beebe. And so he'll be in attendance with his film as well.
What are you hoping audiences will get out of the festival?
Ultimately, I hope that they enjoy the films and that I've been watching the films all year long, and each story, I know personally for me, I feel it transforms me in some way or another. It opens my eyes to something going on in our world that I didn't know of. It introduces me to a character I never would have met otherwise, and it's educational, inspirational, and informative. So I'm hoping that our audiences are inspired by our characters in the stories, and that they are challenged to, you know, make a difference in their own circle based on the information they'll be gathering from the films on display.
What do you feel having many of the filmmakers there adds to the festival itself?
Oh, it's what makes it a festival because you could, you know, none of these films are out yet, but eventually many of them will find their way to Amazon, Netflix, or Hulu. But the difference of attending a festival is that you have a chance to speak with the filmmaker directly, ask them follow-up questions, and really get to understand the behind-the-scenes approach to the storytelling. For me, I think that's the most important part of hosting a festival. And it's also a way that I hope we will, as a festival, grow our filmmaking community here in Arkansas so that our fellow filmmakers here in the state can meet working and award-winning filmmakers and pick up some new tools and tricks that they can apply to their own work.
And so, this is absolutely theoretical because I do not, but say I find documentaries boring. What ones would you recommend that would change my mind this year?
I really find our films are really thrilling this year. I do think Funny You Never Knew is an entertaining film. Like I said, it's about the history of comedy. There's some really kind of high energy, high stakes films. So there's a film called Sea of Shadows that's dealing with poaching and dealing with whales. And it is like a fast-paced, high-energy journey. And it's dealing with like drug smugglers. And it's like, it's insane their access. That's one very, very high energy. And another very high energy film is Midnight Family. And it's about a family in Mexico that operates their own personal like ambulance business because there's shortage of emergency health care services in Mexico City. So, but they're like racing from emergency to emergency. So it's very, very thrilling. But I would say I'm always surprised. You know, you start a film thinking, okay, is this going to be fun? And these stories just grab you by the heart and mind and really carry you through this world. Like none of our films are boring.
And so, a few of the films, and you already mentioned them, Farsama, One Child Nation, have already gotten a lot of critical acclaim. Can you tell me about how having already acclaimed and well-reviewed films impacting the festival?
I think it just raises our profile and shows that our programming is, you know, competitive with all of the top festivals in the world. And we're welcoming those filmmakers to Hot Springs. So they will be in attendance, which is very rare to get this level of acclaimed filmmaker to attend a festival so off the beaten path. But it's really a priority for us. So it really just shows our rigorous programming and that we have a reputation that people are willing to travel this far to attend their screenings in Hot Springs.
And what is the importance of including international films?
I think that's probably the most one of the most vital things that we do because, you know, it's really easy to get lost in your own world, in your own bubble. And I think especially with a lot of our international films this year, it just opens you up to see how people are living under different conditions and see and have a deeper understanding of different issues and situations that are happening around the globe that we wouldn't see as up close and personal as you do in these films. And so many of our films, our filmmakers are just walking straight into high-risk situations. They're carrying their cameras. They're risking their lives to tell these stories. And they're stories that need to be told so that we can, as citizens of this world, be informed and engaged people that can hopefully create a better place for the next generation.
And what are some elements about this festival that you think makes it unique compared to other film festivals or even other documentary film festivals?
Well, one thing we're really proud of, we're the longest running all documentary film festival in North America. So we already have that reputation of, you know, having been here, we were the first. And then the other thing I think that really sets us apart is actually being in the town of Hot Springs and being in a resort town. Our filmmakers are completely moved by the hospitality they experience and the personal touch that our festival has. So a lot of festivals, even when you're at Sundance and you're a filmmaker there, you're kind of one of so many. People don't really, you know, it's not very personal, where our festival is very, very personal.
And you mentioned this a little bit, so there is a vast number, a large number of shorts listed. So why so many shorts?
Well, it's partly because we are an Oscar-accredited festival, and we're one of 38 festivals in the world that have that accreditation. So it's important for us to showcase the best short films that have been released this year, and we want to find the best film to win our best short award because our goal is that that film is discovered at our festival and can eventually go on and hopefully win an Oscar.
And what's your track record with that?
Well, we've had a really good track record. The last 2 years, we've had the films in our festival.
Wow.
So we've so far, and there's probably been more, but those are the last two I've been tracking personally. So we've had actually pretty fantastic track record.
Is there anything else you would like to add that I haven't asked you about?
Another thing that's kind of an interesting thing we're really proud of is for the first year, and many festivals are not even as close as this as we are, but you know, there's been a real movement in the Hollywood industry to have parity among festival programming, meaning that there's equal representation with male and female directors. And this year we are really proud that 50% of our films are directed by women, which is, you know, considering that within the industry itself, we only have about 6 to 10% of female directors in the business. It's a pretty big accomplishment for us to have parity with our directors. So we're really proud of that.